We have Josh and Melissa ready to play Boys Against the Girls. They're going to square off right after Mixed Traffic, a service of Good Times. Liz.
I'm Liz, Mix 100, Skyview Traffic.
Jane, you know what this music means?
Boys Against the Girls.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
It's just about time for Boys Against the Girls. Forecast today for Denver. Some cloud cover, overcast, damp, cold. It's supposed to clear up by later today with some sunshine by this afternoon. Still a chance of scattered showers. High of around 60 today. 36 degrees now with Dom and Jane at Mix 100.
Hi, this is Ryan from Redcliffe. Time for Dom and Jane's Boys Against the Girls.
All right. We have dinner for two at the Fabulous Melting Pot and a Boys Rule or Girls Rule t-shirt, by the way. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Josh.
Yeah.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What do you do?
I'm a medical student.
Oh, boy. How far along?
Third year.
So what is that? How much more do you got?
I'll graduate next May.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Then you got to go do what, residency or something?
Exactly,
Are you going to specialize?
I am.
In what?
OBGYN.
Ah, okay.
So hopefully those girl questions will go okay.
You need to get in touch with your inner woman.
Exactly.
To do that.
No, okay.
Where are you going to med school?
At the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center here.
Good.
Well, power to you. Jane, do you have an unusual question to ask him?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ask him a medical. Well,
what's your favorite
female problem or something like that? Since you know,
what's your favorite cartoon character?
Favorite cartoon character? Oh, right now it's SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's who?
Who?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, everybody likes him. I don't know what that is or who it is, but
SpongeBob
I hear.
SpongeBob is hot right now.
Yeah, I know.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know him, but I've heard about him.
SpongeBob is a bomb.
Is he
something
now?
Like that?
Is
right.
It a like animated?
It's exactly.
Thing?
Oh yes, it's exactly what he is. He's a sponge.
Animated cartoon.
When's
I've
it on?
Ever seen. It's on Nickelodeon.
Oh okay.
When I'm on call, I don't know.
When you're supposed to be working.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it's too bad that you know your name is not Bob, because then when you're in surgery, someone might actually say SpongeBob.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Josh.
I'm always thinking, Josh. Yeah. Hold on, okay. Because your opponent is Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. What's your line of work?
I work for DirecTV in our financial department.
We talk to a lot of people from DirecTV.
And
yeah.
You would think of all the people that we talk. And every
someone
time,
could get us free
and
service.
And every time we say we have DirecTV, not one person has ponied up with free service.
You know, if we had the power, we probably would.
I know. We've given DirecTV at least $15,000 to $20,000 worth of advertising.
I
and we're
so.
Still paying $100 a month.
Yeah, explain that to me.
I'm sorry.
Explain it.
Hmm. I don't know. I think Dish Network is starting to sound pretty good.
No, Dom. Pretty soon it's going to be one and the same, so it doesn't matter
that's
anyway.
True.
You know?
Right.
Well, listen, we're glad to talk to you.
Melissa, who's your favorite cartoon character?
Goofy.
Okay.
That's good. Listen, I'm going to give Melissa some boy questions. Jane will give Josh some girl questions. And best out of three wins. I believe Melissa goes first today.
Melissa does go first today. You're right.
You ready for me, baby?
I'm ready for you.
If your car has EFI, what does it have? E as in elephant, F as in Frank, I as in I.
Oh,
what is that? Take a guess.
Engine failure. I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Jane, do you know that one?
It's, well, maybe electronic fuel injection or
that's
something
it.
Like
yeah.
that.
Oh. Very good. Yeah, it's an electronic fuel injection.
Bummer.
All right. Yeah. Josh, mm-hmm. Let's keep with the initials. What does DSW stand for?
Discount Shoe Warehouse.
No. It's actually Designer Shoe Warehouse.
Oh,
man.
Man. I didn't know that one. So
I didn't know the D.
I thought that was a good guess.
Designer Shoe Warehouse.
I would have thought maybe Denver Shoe Warehouse.
Well, yeah. You got the shoe warehouse part. Just, sorry.
Hey, Melissa.
Yes.
Who is the new manager of the Colorado Rockies?
Oh, he just asked us the other day, too.
Yes, he did.
Like yesterday, actually. Do you know his name?
You know,
take a guess.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. This guy hasn't lost yet as the manager, and he's getting no respect. No one can remember his name.
Do you know the old manager by any chance?
You know what? I don't.
Yeah, so that's not... she's just never going to know.
I can tell you hockey.
Well, who can?
Jane, tell her the new manager.
His name Clint Hurdle?
Clint Hurdle.
Clint Hurdle.
He is 5-0 as the manager of the Rockies.
Yes, he is. And Don will probably ask that question again tomorrow.
I might just ask it again
until
tomorrow.
Until somebody gets it, he'll keep asking it. All right, Josh?
Yeah.
On Friends, what does Joey do for a living?
He's an actor.
That's correct.
Good. You got a point. I tell you what, Melissa, you need this one to send it to overtime.
Okay.
If you miss it, game over.
Okay.
I'll give you multiple choice.
Okay.
The movie Midway. The movie Midway was set during this war. Was it World War One, World War Two, or Vietnam?
World War Two.
You're right.
Yay!
Liz yesterday suggested that I do a Midway question.
Oh, one of my favorite movies.
Okay, so Josh's turn is.
Yeah, it's sudden death overtime. First one to get one right wins.
Okay. All right.
Josh, whose ad slogan is blank, take me away?
Calgon.
Oh, wow.
Man.
You know, he's pretty good.
Yes, he is. Well, he's going to be an OBGYN. I'm glad
he'll
to
make
know
a
that
good one.
He's in touch with, you know, his feminine side.
You're going to make a great OBGYN.
That's right.
Yeah. Melissa, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, and I have something for you.
I'm ready.
Right on.
Melissa, you have a good day.
You too, thanks.
I'm glad.
If she can get us that free DirecTV.
Well, no chance.
The best
now
we've gotten so far is a coffee mug.
Yeah, which is nice.
It's a nice mug.
It doesn't
it's
give you good reception, though.
No, it doesn't help.
Do you want to ask Josh for anything in particular?
Well, not right now.
Like a free Pepsi or something like that?
In a couple of years, maybe, you know, a free mammogram or something. But I'm going to wait till he's a real doctor. I don't want him practicing on me, thank you very much. Had enough of that in my life.
Good call,
bad enough of those amateur OBGYNs digging around.
It's got to be tough to be a brand new OBGYN because the chicks are going to know that you're just practicing.
No, he'll do residency and internships and stuff. He'll work his way up to it before he's like hanging his shingle out and saying, come on in.
He'll know where everything is.
You know, pap smear. We'll have a 2-for-1 pap smear sale or something.
You already know where everything is, right?
I know where it is. I haven't done enough to do it on my own, I'll tell you.
Let's put it this way. Theoretically.
That's comforting.
Theoretically.
You know, I've been to a lot of you who didn't seem to know where I was.
I think theoretically he knows where everything is.
Oh, I just took the speculum out of the refrigerator for you. Ha, ha, ha. Don't ever say that, Josh,
it's not funny.
No, it's not.
What do you think?
And then they say relax after they tell you that.
Well, when they start making comments about the gum you swallowed.
What'd you say, Josh?
That was going a little touch here.
Right, yeah, okay. So just be careful.
Yeah, you're practicing your bedside manner already. That's good. All right, listen, you stand by. Little Jen's going to tell you about your prize.
All right.
Way to go. He's going to the melting pot. And there you go. And the boys are up. Ho-ho! 2-0 to start
the boy.
Girls keep having to fight from behind lately.
I know.
We will play again tomorrow with our live audience here at the Mix.